It's the nasty campaign ad that wasn't. A TV commercial that former presidential candidate John McCain thought was too tough has been released online. News & Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett is back to tell us about that and some of the week's other news. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farah.
So tell us about this ad.
Well, yeah, as you said, a former McCain staffer gave ABC News an unaired TV commercial that slammed Barack Obama over his ties to the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. It's on our blog, too, so let's take a listen.
Long before anyone knew who John McCain or Barack Obama were, one chose to honor his fellow soldiers by refusing to walk out of a prisoner of war camp. The other chose not to even walk out of a church where a pastor was spewing hatred.
Not God bless America, God damn America!
Character matters, especially when no one's looking.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Now, that ad never saw the light of day until this week, actually, because Senator McCain had said that Reverend Wright was off limits. So on our blog, Moji Odorinde wrote, "For McCain not to run the ad shows that at his core, he's still a decent guy." To which another reader named Hank Hall wrote, "I have no doubt that if McCain thought it would help him, he'd have used it." And Robert Palmquist said this, This ad and all the other tales of the campaign should quickly be forgotten. We need to move on. Let the lesson from McCain be that negative ads do not work."
We also had one of those firestorm moments on our bloggers roundtable on Monday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a conversation on Monday that focused on the ever-controversial Bob Johnson, founder of BET, starting a new cable TV network. And so let's listen to blogger Sharon Toomer sharing this comment on her blog, Black and Brown News.
Somebody wrote in to BBN, he is a surefire candidate for Coon of the Year.
Yeah, that's the word that started the fury. Jerry Myers wrote in our blog, "I have serious issues with Mr. Johnson, but Coon has a literal kinship with the N-word. I do not draw the distinction." And Kimberly Coleman added this, "The wonderful thing about blogging is that you can say what most mainstream reporters may want to but cannot. Long live freedom of speech." And we should say that Sharon Toomer did not say this word. She said that someone on her blog wrote it, but, you know.
And we are also constantly asking for people to share stories with us of, you know, success and travail. And I would just want to say that we're still thankful for the stories you've shared with us and looking forward to more.
Indeed. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News & Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.